The news is read now by Kate Carolyn.
The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky left Ireland last night after making his first official visit to the country. He was seen off at Dublin Airport by the Taoiseach Simon Harris. Mr. Zelensky had earlier been given a standing ovation while addressing a joint meeting of the Oireachtas, in which he thanked Ireland for the assistance given to his country. NATO foreign ministers are holding their first meeting in Brussels today since the launch of a draft peace plan to end the Ukraine war, amid deepening concerns about the alliance being sidelined in talks, which have largely been led by US and Russian officials. Discussions between the US envoy Steve Witkoff and the Russian President Vladimir Putin concluded in Moscow late last night without any apparent breakthrough, although a senior Russian official described the talks as productive. From Brussels, our Europe editor Tony Connolly reports.
The initial 28-point peace plan, which has since been widely criticised as a Russian wish list, required a pledge that Ukraine would never join NATO and that there be no new NATO members from Eastern Europe. Ahead of the first meeting of NATO foreign ministers since the draft was published, Secretary General Mark Rutte insisted that any element of an updated peace plan which involved NATO would have to have the alliance's input. Mr. Rutte said that while there was currently no consensus among NATO members about Ukraine joining the alliance, NATO's open-door policy still stood. There is deepening unease within NATO that the Trump administration is operating more as an arbitrator between Europe and Russia and not as a member of the alliance itself. US Secretary of State Marco Rubio is not attending today's meeting. Last night, President Donald Trump's envoy Steve Witkoff and his son-in-law Jared Kushner concluded 5 hours of talks in Moscow with President Vladimir Putin and senior Russian officials. Earlier, Mr. Putin accused Europe of wanting to sabotage peace efforts, suggesting that if Europe wanted war, Russia was ready. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Brussels.
Éireann Róidh Éireann has confirmed it's to seek planning permission for a big transformation of Rosslare Europort in County Wexford. The plan envisages an almost doubling in size of the existing port and the construction of a facility that would allow for the development of an offshore wind, wave and tidal energy industry. Our South East correspondent, Mark O'Driscoll.
Éireann Róidh Éireann, the Port Authority for Rosslare Europort, has said this €220 million project will support the country in achieving its renewable energy targets, but also create 2,000 long-term jobs for the southeast region in the process. The proposed Rosslare Offshore Renewable Energy Hub would allow for the construction and maintenance of the large components needed for the development of various offshore wind farms that the government has committed to in the Irish and Celtic seas. The planned works will almost double the existing port lands and deepen the access channel to the port, meaning larger vessels will be able to call to Rosslare that cannot today. The plans, which have long been mooted, will be submitted to An Coimisiún Pleanála next week. Subject to planning being granted and funding allocated, Éireann Róidh Éireann aims to commence construction in early 2027, with delivery targeted for early 2029.
The government will publish a plan this morning which aims to speed up the delivery of housing, roads, water and energy infrastructure. The Accelerating Infrastructure Task Force, which was chaired by Minister for Public Expenditure Jack Chambers, contains 30 actions and deadlines by which they have to be completed. Our Economics and Public Affairs Editor, David Murphy.
The Greater Dublin Drainage Scheme, a huge sewage project critical to the delivery of housing which applied for planning in 2018, has been held up by judicial review. The metro also faces legal delays and it takes 9 years to get planning for wind farms. Amid huge public concern about delays, the government has agreed a list of actions to tackle the problem. The task force, chaired by Minister Chambers, is to narrow who can take judicial reviews and is to reform legal fees. And it recommends the use of emergency powers to fast-track capital projects.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. From HVO biofuel compatible condensing boilers to heat pumps and underfloor heating. Trust Grant to heat your home. Visit grant.ie.
Scattered showers this morning will mainly become confined to the western half of the country as sunny spells develop. There'll be rain and drizzle in Connacht and Munster this afternoon, slowly extending northeastwards. Highest temperatures will range from 6 to 11 degrees. And there's a warning that southerly winds veering westerly will reach gale force 8 or strong gale force 9 at times on coastal waters from Fairhead to Carnsore Point to Valentia and on the Irish Sea.